Shalom Aleichem. For the 17th day of the Omer, Mishneh Yomi is beginning chapter 2 of Sotah. At the end of chapter 1, we took a bit of a detour talking about Midah Keneged Midah, a turn for a turn. The way people act is the way they are also treated. I can't recommend enough that you go and take a look at the Rashi at the end of Parshat Vayakel, Shemot chapter 38, where he brings the story about the righteous women donating their mirrors. And this event is brought in more detail in the Gemara Sota Daf 11b, including the statement, Bizchar Nashim Sidganiot, Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim. It was in the merit of righteous women that the entire Jewish people was saved. I think that the Gemara brings these statements in Sota to contrast the actions of very, very few Jewish women who strayed from their husband and betrayed their families and the expectations of tzniut and proper behavior to the vast majority of Jewish women throughout all the generations who have, you know, given everything to build Jewish families, you know, maintaining their faith and inspiring the next generation. So let's get into chapter 2 and we turn back to the procedure of the sota. Haya mevi etz minchata, they would bring her meal offering betoch kafifa mitzrit, in a cheap basket made of palm fibers, v'notna al yadeha, and they would have her carry it in her arms, kedei liyog'a, to tire her. The idea being, again, as we saw in the first chapter, that if she was really guilty of adultery, we want her to, you know, say enough is enough and admit before she has to drink the water and face death. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, ma nishtana, what's different about this mincha? Kol ha-minachot t'chilatan v'sofen b'chli sharet. All the other mincha offerings, meal offerings, they were prepared and then served in a kli sharet, a service utensil, an official vessel of the temple. V'zo, but this one for the sota, t'chilata b'kifafa mitzrit, it starts in this cheap basket, v'sofen b'chli sharet. And at the end, when it's brought to the altar to actually be offered, it's put into an official service utensil. And the Mishnah continues, Kol ha-minachot t'unat shemen ha-levona. All other mincha offerings require oil and frankincense to be added to them. V'zo, but this one for the sota, eina t'una, lo shemen v'lo levona. No oil, no frankincense. Kol ha-minachot, all other offerings, ba'ut minachitin, come from wheat flour, v'zo, for sota, ba minasorin, comes from barley flour, which we'll see is considered animal food. But then the Mishnah notes, mincha to omer, that famous carbon omer, and right now we are counting about one-third through our sfira to omer, our count of the omer. Now we started counting the day, you know, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, or the night of the second Seder, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, because on that day, the day after the Pesach Seder, they would offer the Korban Omer from barley in the temple to permit the new crop. So the Omer is also barley, hi haita ba geris, but it's brought finely ground barley. And it's sifted, it's very nice, and we learn that in Menachot that the Korban Omer, they actually sifted it extremely fine, whereas the Vizoba Kemach, and this one is just coarse flour, the one for the sota, it's not finely ground. And the Korban Omer also has the Shemen and Lavona. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel adds, Kishem Shemaseha Maaseh Behema. The sota is accused of doing a Maaseh Behema, the actions of an animal. Animals are not always not likely to be loyal to their mates. So to her offering is basically what we would feed to animals. And this again follows the end of chapter 1. We're talking about mida keneged mida, a turn for a turn. Let's go on to Mishnah Bet. Hayamevi piale shel cheres chadosha. They would bring a brand new cup made of earthenware, venotin latocha chotzi log mayim min a kior, and they would place into this cup half a log from the kior. Now, the kior was this large vessel to hold water that was used to wash the hands and the feet of the kohanim. We mentioned the marotzovot, the mirrors that were donated to the temple in Shemot chapter 38, and they were actually made into this kior. Rabbi Yehuda mi revit. Rabbi Yehuda says it was a revit, one-fourth of a log. And just like Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see later, he says you don't have to write as much of the parsha, as much of the verses from the Torah into the water. So he doesn't need as much water either. So now that the Kohen has the water, nichnas lahechel, he would go into the temple building itself, funa limino, and turn right. Makom Hayasham, there was a certain place there on the floor, Amma al Amma, and it was one Amma square. V'tavla shel shayish, there's a marble tile on top of this. V'tabat haita kavua ba, there's a ring affixed to this tile, so you can pick it up. Kashu mabia, and when he picks it up, notil afar mechtatea, he can take some of the dirt, the earth, that's actually under the tiles. V'naitin, and he places this dirt into the cup, kadei sheyiroi olamayim, you know, not a lot, but just enough so you can see some of this floating on top of the water. Shneamar, min ha'afar, from the dust, asher yeh bekarka mishkan, that's on the floor of the mishkan, yikach ha'kohen v'natan el ha'mayim. The Kohen takes from this dust, this dirt, and puts it into the water. Yashar kachachem, Shabbat Shalom.